Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. We're going a little further into where are people stuck in life? Where are most people stuck? The one word I would use for being stuck is duality. Duality is the concept that there's me and then there is the other. There's me and there's everything else. How does this duality compare with what we call unity? Do they even differ? What is the difference between the experience of unity versus the experience of duality? The experience of duality is separation. And the separate self, or even the idea of the separate self, gives us an anxiety of being alienated from the web of existence. And that anxiety leads to what is called existential anxiety, which leads to depression and all the various forms of distress, mental distress, anger, hostility, guilt, shame, depression, on and on. That's the experience of duality. Unity, on the other hand, means that which I call me or I is actually a differentiated expression of the whole. Just like the branch of a tree is a differentiated expression of the trunk, which is a differentiated expression of the roots. And the branch, of course, leads to twigs and leaves and flowers and fruits and seeds. So we can see that even in the differentiation of the seed into roots, trunk, branches, twigs, leaves, flowers, blossoms, seeds, forests, there is the simultaneity of unity and diversity. Diversity is differentiation, and differentiation is not separation. Your heart, your lungs, your brain, your kidney, your bodily organs are differentiated expressions that make your body whole. They're not separate. If they were separate, they'd be doing their own thing. But they work in a way that we call correlation because they are differentiated expressions of the unified self. Your body is an example of that, but so is the ecosystem and ultimately the whole universe. Now, if you reflect on this a little bit, you'll realize that wholeness remains the same no matter how much it changes. Your task is to make wholeness more real in your life. Here's an example of what I would call duality thinking. Just an example. There's a rumor that your company is downsizing, and that immediately triggers the fear of duality in you, with thoughts like, I could lose the one thing I need to support myself, or someone else has control over my destiny, or I'm faced with something unpredictable and unknown, or I don't deserve to be blindsided like this, or I could be hurt if things go wrong for me. How do we reframe that experience of duality? Here are some ideas. Try and understand how one can, even in the midst of this experience of duality, move in the direction of unity. Realize that what we call our deeper self created this situation. Realize no matter what happens, there's a reason. Realize that, yes, you're surprised right now, but it doesn't change who your essence is, who you essentially are. It doesn't affect who you are as I am, because I am is independent of I am the situation. Tell yourself that your life is unfolding according to what is best and most evolutionary for you. Remind yourself that you can't lose what's real, which is your being. It's not that you have awareness. You are awareness. You don't have awareness in the way you have red shoes or brown eyes or blonde hair. You are awareness experiencing the red shoes, the blonde eyes, the brown hair. So if you realize this, you settle into a state of being where you realize that the externals will fall into place as they need to. And no matter what happens, you can't be hurt. The real you cannot be hurt.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So you can see immediately that plugging into the second operating system, which is the system of wholeness, brings a far greater sense of security. Wholeness is safe. Duality gives the anxiety of separation. Let's pause here for today.